We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
A hodgepodge of nothingness. That's how Dennis Eckersley described the Pirates lineup last night. Why don't we take a listen? This was a game in which their leadoff hitter, Marcano, is batting .227. Their cleanup hitter was Ben Gamel. That's their cleanup hitter. After him, a man named Kevin Padlo, a career minor leaguer who was then pinch hit for by Josh Van Meter. How would you like that? Who's hitting .188. And then down below was a catcher batting ninth named DeLay.
Jason DeLay.
He got called for delay of game, Bob, I think, in the game. Ron, have you heard of any of these people?
I've heard of Van Meter, mostly for bad reasons. Right?
Padlo?
No, I just called him up yesterday.
How about the human rain delay?
Yeah, I've heard of him. But
you have?
Yeah, he's been up earlier and has played a little bit, but it's basically a hodgepodge of nothing.
Let's take a listen to Dennis Eckersley from last night. I think this was in the second inning from the Red Sox broadcast team.
You talk about a no-name lineup. There's no team like this.
Love to see some of the service time. You add it all up. It's not much. You know, just came from Kansas City, seeing all those young kids. This is different, though. Doesn't it seem different? Did they have a lot of prospects they're playing over there?
And serious prospects.
Yes.
The guys who are going to be in the big leagues.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
They had one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. Last year, they were actually 30th.
It's ridiculous. Really is. Pathetic.
Former Sox GM Ben Cherington is the Pirates general manager, and he has gone about rebuilding their farm system.
Yeah, tell me they have a great farm system. Tell me they do. That's what they're doing, I assume.
Trying.
A hodgepodge of nothingness.
They also use the word pathetic, right?
Pathetic. Right after that, yeah.
That's a bad word.
Takes on this?
How can you disagree with it?
I can't argue with the word he said.
How can you disagree with it? And this is a major league product, you know. They have kind of devalued the win. It's almost as if it doesn't matter in these days. And this continue. It'll be next year, too. It's all about
Are you
future.
Surprised by this?
No,
it's almost as if all of us are ignoring the fact they're in year three of a tank job.
Where are you in year three? Do you think year three is better than year one? I don't know that I can say that. Have they made any
inroads? Bob,
they're
in the middle of a tank job. It's year three. They don't really want to win. They
have
a guy named
Pablo
playing first base. You ever see the Penguins during their tank jobs? They're rebuilding jobs.
Okay.
What do you expect in year three?
I expect to see some progress from some of their
players. Year three, Neil Huntington. You know what year three of Neil Huntington was? 105 losses with John Russell. It takes 4, 5, 6 years
for a total rebuild. So you're still endorsing all of this, and you're on board that they're going to be a very good team.
Year three, absolutely.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind getting the number one draft pick next year. Why would we be surprised? Why would now what Eckersley said is absolutely correct. But he makes it sound like it's some sort of surprise or they're trying to win or something. They're not.
No, he hasn't seen it.
They're not trying to win.
So he's seeing it for the first time, and he doesn't recognize any name on the roster.
Right. So who was he complimenting? The Orioles there? Or who was he? Who else did they talk about?
Kansas City.
Kansas City has a bunch of prospects.
Legitimate prospects, he called them.
Right, because they're older prospects, right?
You know, I'm just looking. The Houston Astros may be the best team in baseball.
Yeah,
I didn't realize in 2011, they lost 106, 12, they lost 107, 13, they lost 111. 3 years in a row, they tanked, and then they lost 92, still not a good year, but like improved by 19 wins, and then the next year it started to take off.
Yeah, that's what it takes. And the team that he complimented, the Royals, lost 104-18, 103-19, 430 winning percentage in the pandemic season, 74-88 last year. So they're about right on track. This is year five. And by the way, they're 48-70 this year, but they do have now their prospects are rolling through. This is the process.
Do they have prospects that are going to turn out to be Jose Altuve, George Springer? Do they have Alvarez? Do they have – I mean,
I don't know.
Well,
that's
we'll see.
The question.
That's the C.
But we don't know
yet. From what you've seen, though, you're trying to time this so that these guys are around together to make it work. Are you at least now pessimistic, at least more so, that this timeline is not going to be what you would expect? Because I don't see – Brian Reynolds being around, or keep Brian Hayes for that matter, in 5 years. Because
well,
that's
5 years
taken,
then would make eight.
Okay.
I think that's a bit long. The what Ron just read, what I'm telling you with the Royals, what we saw with our own two eyes was Neil Huntington come in, tear down the entire organization, build it back up. Year one was horrible. Year two was horrible. Year three was 105 losses under John Russell. Then they started to show signs, right? Year four, five, and then six, they won.
Okay.
Six, they finally won. I mean,
this is a sad statement of baseball, though, that the fact that you
it
have
ain't
to
baseball.
Look,
have you seen the, I mean.
But it's mostly baseball.
Is it?
Football, you have turnarounds really quickly. We saw Cincinnati do it.
How about hockey?
Predicted Jacksonville will go to the
NBA?
Super Bowl.
How about hockey in the NBA? The NFL is a different animal. I'll acknowledge that. Haven't we seen the Penguins do this, Bob? That's how they got Mario Lemieux and Sidney Crosby.
They also changed the system, and I also think baseball, because it has no way of equalizing the playing field, is going to have the. You're going to always have these stories. The 6 years of waiting. That's what I say about devalue wins. I'm one. I don't want to wait that long. Do you?
If that's what it takes.
If that's what it takes, and that looks like is.
How about if it doesn't work?
Well. Then the GM and manager will be fired. No, start over.
Start over again.
Again.
So we're you could be 8-9 years. I mean, I hate that concept.
I hear you, but I mean, I don't know how else they go about doing it.
You spend a little money.
Maybe in this offseason will be the time to start.
They have no first baseman. What are they going to do next year? Just say, oh well, we're still tanking. We'll play. Let's bring back Yoshi. What are they going to do at first base?
I don't know.
Who's their catcher next year? Doesn't matter, I guess, because we're not worried about next year, are we?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
I want to see – I like baseball a lot. I want to see competitive games that matter.
I think we all do. But we also all know what rebuilding, total rebuilds look like, I think. And it seems like people are surprised
that in year three, they should be a little further along than they are.
I'm not talking about wins and losses. I'm talking about their prospects.
Yes,
some of their prospects should be further. It's been a disappointing year. In how their prospects have developed.
Right, that's my
point. That's absolutely
true. That's part of the rebuild also.
Yeah.
You have to have development, at least see evidence of development.
Absolutely.
We have not seen that. In fact, we've seen regression.
In a lot of cases, yes, you're right. I agree with that. That's the part that needs to happen. Now, they also just had a draft where they picked a guy who's now their number one prospect, and they still have a chance for a number one pick next year, certainly in the top five, you figure. That's just the way of it.
What it would take, you need like that guy to be here in a year. You can't wait 4 years. You need guys like
He's a high school kid.
At age 20, we've seen Atlanta Braves have three guys in the age 20 to 21 who now emerge.
Those are relatively rare, though.
Why can't they get them if they have the number one overall pick or the top five pick?
I guess.
What team did you read, Ron?
What team?
That was the Astros. Okay, let's take a look at the Braves.
300-year losses.
They shamelessly tanked as well. So let's look at them year by year.
But if you're using that philosophy, it's about who you take and how they develop. And
let's talk about the philosophy first.
Look at the ages of those guys.
Right. They lost 95, 93, and 90 in consecutive years, the Braves did. They had four consecutive losing years, including 95, 93, and 90. And now I'm looking back at 17 at a story from then. The Padres, Phillies, White Sox, Tigers all have tank jobs underway. I don't know. How did they turn out here? Padres wound up spending tons of money. Phillies, they've sort of been up and down. Where are the Tigers right now?
Not very good.
Better than they've been, but not very good.
The Phillies are a playoff team, or at least a playoff caliber team. And so is who else did you mention there that was in a tank job? Oh, the White Sox.
Despite
a lot of disappointment, they expected even better, but they're in the playoff race.
Yeah, Here's
selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
An article on the Tigers. When does a rebuild fail? Inside the Detroit Tigers disaster. And what happened with it? There's no guarantee it'll work.
There is no guarantee.
There was no guarantee.
That's why
there was
I
no
don't
guarantee.
Like
the Penguins
evaluating
would get
wins every single year.
There was
because
no,
there's no guarantee.
Right. But
I'd
you
rather
do like the fact that the Penguins got Mario and Sid,
all right,
right?
Fine.
No,
that's
do
a
you like that?
Sure.
Oh, so do I.
I understand.
Now, what would have happened if they had striven to be a mediocre team in the years preceding that instead of totally let themselves become undone and
okay
sank to the bottom of the league?
Not only,
what would have happened?
Not only let themselves, I mean, as you talked to the coach who admitted they tanked.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't.
He took it to another level.
We're not
that
just
guy
speculating
yeah
they tanked. They admitted they tanked.
I'm not disputing that goes on. What I am saying is if you do it, then all the emphasis is what you bring in and how you develop what you bring in.
Yeah.
That's fine. In that case, the Penguins got the guy who was unequivocally the best player, and they did it. But the Pirates don't know what they have. You don't. No, none of us
well
do.
Well, the Penguins
no
didn't
canvases
know they were going to get that guy.
Well, Crosby, you knew what Crosby. No, I understand that.
In Sid's case,
it was
at least
a lottery
and then,
also.
And then,
it was a lottery
I know
also.
Right.
So that's a different
so they
component.
They took that chance.
They took that chance. But in baseball, you just cited how many teams. I mean, it just seems it's a terrible look for the overall sport itself.
You know what? I do agree with that. When you have
multiple
teams tanking all the time.
So what's
but
the point?
But the point is that that's the best way to hoard prospects
good
and become good for a long time.
Okay, maybe. Hopefully. Maybe that's fine. In my world, I still try to augment what I have. I got it. I have a paying public that comes to these games. I want to put on a better show than I'm
I do. I hear that. My dad agrees
there is
with you.
No,
you don't really have a paying public coming to the games, though. Their attendance is horrible.
Okay, but my point is people will spend on it. You have an obligation to do the best, I think. And if that means spending more that puts you a little pain in your pocket, so be it. I want to see that. I want to see them.
I don't think spending a little more.
If you have nobody to play first base, what are you going to do next year?
Lose, probably.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure they can go out and attempt to get a first baseman.
But they'll get
some
scrub. I'm talking about somebody worth bringing
in. Schlub.
The guy they got. Like, you see what Atlanta did last year? When they lost Freddie Freeman, they still went out and acquired Olsen, who's a really good young player from Oakland.
Right.
And they gave him an eight-year contract immediately, and he's one of those guys who's going to be around for a long time.
Hopefully, Ben Cherington supplements the way that Neil Huntington did and brings in an A.J. Burnett,
but you also
Liriano,
have to have the guys develop quickly. You got to have guys develop.
My
biggest complaint
there's
right
no
now
doubt
is in year three, I have not seen much development. I don't know what I'm looking like. Ron, what are you going to be excited about next year based on what you've seen this year? What players?
You know, I'm hoping Cruz can figure it out. You see, he had another 0 for last night.
He's batting 185.
195.
Okay.
I'm hoping that, you know, the experience this year makes him better.
Okay.
I mean, I've been disappointed in Cabrian Hayes. I'm disappointed in Reynolds to a degree.
But then beyond that, who else? Best, is there anyone else that
I'm hoping Sawinski. I'm hoping Quinn Priester, who's having a nice season, takes a huge jump.
Contreras.
He's a number three prospect. I hope Gonzalez has a good year. I hope Henry Davis isn't injured. They have a lot of injury problems, too.
So you're selling hope is what you're
Contreras
saying.
Contreras is going to pitch tonight, I guess. He's back.
What else would you sell right? Let me ask you this.
I'm just saying I want to bring in some.
Are you surprised they stink in year three of a total rebuild? Are you surprised by that?
No, but my point is I want to see progression of the of players. I
you were never
going to
see that until year
you
four.
Just admitted,
anyway,
you just admitted that you think it's regressed in many ways.
They have the
okay,
prospects.
That's my
have,
point.
Partially because of injury. Davis has been injured. Okay. Gonzalez has been injured. Right.
I understand. I get it, but it's painful to watch it when you have so many players.
Yeah, it's painful.
It is.
Come up and fail. I want to see more evidence that I could look into next year and say I got five guys here that I really believe are going to be the core of this team. Can you answer that question right now?
Who were the five guys the last time they made
the playoffs?
I don't
know.
I mean, five guys?
But this is the problem with baseball. To me, it's all rooted in their system, which stinks, and it allows for this to continue. It allows for teams not to spend. They're not obligated to spend. They don't want to spend. And that's not just the Pirates. Those are other teams, too.
Yeah,
I always
no, that's
hated
right.
that concept.
And yet teams find a way to win without spending.
Maybe.
No, we'll definitely.
See. I know.
Definitely they do. Tampa Bay did. Cleveland okay. often does. Milwaukee has without exorbitant expenditures. And the Pirates did for 3 years there. And the A's did for many, many, many years. But yeah,
your trade-off is you're taking 3 years for four decades is what you're trading off. You're sending basically not winning a series, a playoff series, 3 years of good, give you a chance. Okay, fine. But I don't like that. I want to see every year a chance.
Yeah.
However,
you want to
I can
be
get
Tampa
that
Bay
chance.
Or Oakland. Although Oakland is now in a major rebuild.
Bad.
But they've earned it. I mean, haven't
what
they?
What have they earned? What have
By
they
winning
done?
For 15 years, basically?
Winning what?
Okay, so they didn't win the World Series. Neither has Tampa Bay, so their program stinks.
I'm just
too.
Saying. I'm just
what
saying.
About some
there's
of the,
a risk.
What about some of the high
like
payroll
to get
teams?
Stoke
that,
and Starkey here.
What about some of the high payroll teams that never win?
I understand. But they at least give you a shot at, you know, the Dodgers win the division every year. Why?
What has San Diego won?
They have, but I give them credit.
They're trying.
Miss the playoffs again.
Yeah, but they're going to make the playoffs. When they do,
are they?
Even, I think. Even,
without Tatis, I don't know.
Yeah, without Tatis, they still have a good lineup. My thing is with them is they got their fan base excited. Season tickets went up. People are buzzing about it. That's all I want. It's a simple request. I want a team that can compete for something.
Well,
and
actually,
I don't want to wait for four more years to see it.
You That's actually all. Had 5 years of that under Huntington in a row. They started to fill the ballpark in 11. People were stoked in 12, and then they won for three straight years. So you actually got a good five-year run of people being really hyped about baseball.
Isn't that all you want, though?
Yeah.
I want it every year if I can get it.
I do, and I happen to believe that the best way to get it this time around was to completely tank. And if you would have told me the day Charrington was hired, and I'm sure they had these meetings, we're going to stink pretty much intentionally for at least 3 years to get this thing going so we can stock our system and everything else. And people act like it's a surprise in year three that they're a joke. I'm not surprised.
No, nor am I. I mean, they are what they are, and they're going to lose 100 again, and next year maybe they'll improve to 90 loss. It's not going to be a great year next year.
But I am with Bob for sure, and I'm sure you are too, Ron, that it's been a disappointing year in terms of development. It truly has. Now, part of that is because of injury. Henry Davis was a big deal. We had, I forget who, Heyman or Law, and saying that guy's still going to be a star.
Mm-hmm.
But
and they need him to be.
He gets hit by pitches all the time, and he's injured. He's been injured.
Now they're talking about him at first base, maybe, although Shelty denied that the other day.
But there's
yeah,
other.
They need a catcher bad. They can't afford to have him go to
the Cindy Rodriguez more, is might be the guy.
Yeah,
he's much more valuable to me as a catcher, Davis, than he is as a first baseman.
So let's see how they develop next year. But bottom line is, looking at last night's lineup, Eckersley was exactly right.
What was it? A nothingness? What was
this phrase? Can we hear it again? Let's hear it again, Steiny. One more time to round out the segment.
Nothingness.
And then we'll take your calls.
No name lineup. There's no team like this. Love to see some of the service time. You add it all up. It's not much. You know, just came from Kansas City seeing all those young kids. This is different, though. Doesn't it seem different? Did they have a lot of prospects they're playing over there?
And serious prospects.
Yes.
The guys who are going to be in the big leagues.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
They have one of the lowest payrolls in baseball. Last year, they were actually 30th.
It's ridiculous. It really is. Pathetic.
Former Sox GM Ben Charrington is the Pirates' general manager, and he has gone about rebuilding their farm system.
Yeah, tell me they have a great farm system. Tell me they do. That's what they're doing, I assume.
Trying.
Pathetic. Well, that's a bad word to use about anything.
The team that he uses as the example again there, if you want to go back and look at the Royals in year three of their rebuild, would you like to, with Lucas Duda at first base, 32 years old, Escobar was their shortstop. They were the same thing. That's kind of the whole point here. They were in the exact same position. They were a hodgepodge of nothingness with a bunch of older guys. Ian Kennedy at 33 years old went 3-9 for them that year. That's just the way it is. That's the way of it when you're basically tanking for 3 years. And if the Pirates weren't tanking, would Ronzi Contreras have just been in AAA? I don't think so. Would he have been?
What do you mean? Would he have been? Would they have sent him down?
Would they have sent him down if they were in a pennant race?
Well, they said they were protecting his arm. They shut him down for a while, and then when they shut him down, they have to build up
his
arm.
Do you believe that?
You know, I could see the way they baby pitchers, not just them. Everybody does. I don't know what his innings were compared to what he had last year. But if you shut him down for a while, then you can't just throw him right back in the big leagues. I guess you could if you put him in the bullpen.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was me anyway. It was about service time. And if they were in a pennant race, I'm thinking he would have been here. But it doesn't strike me with their off-season moves or their in-season moves that they're in win-now mode, right?
No, they're not. No. They're certainly not.
412-928-9370. It's a hodgepodge of nothingness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.